All right, we're back at 1 minute past 10 o'clock. This is Zydeco Sampasale, your host, JB, sitting in the chair until 12 noon. Ça commence à 8 heures. Et ça galope jusqu'à midi, tous les samedis matins. C'est le Zydeco, le programme qui s'appelle Zydeco Sampasale. Et tous les samedis. L'numéro de téléphone, c'est 482-6991, si vous autres voulez appeler. Encore, c'est 482-6991. And I want to say good morning to my son, John Jr., all the way in Houston, Texas, and along also his friend, KJ. Good morning to you. And Ken, hope that y'all will have a pleasant day. I know you guys are going to probably go riding your horses sometime this afternoon, since it's going to be a beautiful Saturday, and it's nice and warm. So sometime I wish I'd be all the way with you guys up there so I can go and ride the horses like you're doing, enjoying yourselves. Enjoy yourselves together as friends, and you know that. And okay, St. Jude Giveaway Thank Walk. Now, let me tell you about this. It's going to take place again on November the 23rd at Parc Saint-Sauci, and it is for a worthy cause. Of course, anytime St. Jude is in the mix, we know that it is for a worthy cause. And prizes based on donation amount will be $35, for an example, for a St. Jude t-shirt, $100 for a St. Jude t-shirt and a water bottle, $250 would be St. Jude's t-shirt, water bottle, and a St. Jude bag. So it's all going to take place again on the 23rd, and it starts at 8 a.m. That's when the registration begins, and the walk begins at 9 a.m. that Saturday morning. And that's, again, I'm going to let you just remind you again so you can put it on your calendar. Those of you who love to walk and for a worthy cause, it'll give you an opportunity to be able to do just that. And that's on November the 23rd at Parc Saint-Souci. So take care of that and have it done. Let's go to music. We'll be right back with our next guest. And they will be talking about, I think, St. Peter Claver. Here in Grand Coteau, Louisiana. So stay tuned right here. We're 3 minutes past 10 o'clock. You stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. Andre Theory. Listen to this. We'll be right back. Andre Theory, Mr. Howard Citizen in California. Good morning to you. I know you're listening to us this morning, and I know you just got up and danced. As Mr. John Chavis, all the way in San Diego, California, just want to say again, good morning to you. And the Panu family up in Crowley. And Stephanie Allison in Eunice, good morning to you. And Raging Cajun in Lake Charles. And Mr. Shallow, good morning to you. KJ, Ken, and John Jr., good morning to all of you in Houston, Texas. Just again, too, don't forget, there's a, well, actually, it's taking place today. And that's a blood drive that's taking place. So I'll tell you more about it in just a few minutes. So stay tuned right here on 88.7. You're listening to Zydeco Sampasale, your host, JB. And this is KRVS. And if you want to tune in, if you got a friend of yours that actually lives outside of the 100,000 watts, if you're outside of Houston, you can probably tune in on your internet, and you can, in Arkansas, you might be able to get us on the radio. Mississippi, Picayune, Mississippi, you can get us on the radio. And just about all over Louisiana, you can tune in the Gulf. You can catch us at 100,000 watts. We are very powerful because of you. Your generosity has helped us in to do what we do every Saturday morning, and not just on Saturday morning, but provide the listeners pleasure radio. We call it, that's what I call it, because we have a variety of programs that we sponsor right here on 88.7 FM. But nevertheless, I have two guests in the studio this morning that want to talk about St. Peter Claver, or St. Peter. So which one's going to start off?
We want to talk about St. Peter Claver and Everyday Birthday Party.
Everyday Birthday Party.
Everybody's Birthday Party.
Everybody's Birthday Party. And you are who?
I'm Wilda Richard.
Miss Richard. Grand Coteau, Louisiana. The big town of Grand Coteau. Yes. And my uncle used to work there at the school? What was the school up in Grand Coteau?
We had a school was called St. Peter Claver at one time.
Yes.
And then we have Academy of Sacred Heart.
Yeah, Academy of Sacred Heart.
Which is why I'm employed.
Really? Okay, yes. Good. And then you pulled the mic over there.
I'm Patrice Melnick. And also from Grand Coteau.
Now that Melnick is not from Grand Coteau.
No, I'm a transplant.
That's good. That's good. You're just like a potato vine, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You're just transplant. Okay, what are we going to talk about?
Well, we're here to talk about our dance, which is called Everybody's Birthday Party, mm-hmm. featuring Curly Taylor and Zydeco Troubles, Friday, November 29th at 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
At the KPC Hall in Grand Coteau.
And it's everybody's birthday.
Everybody's birthday party.
Wow. How did you come up with this?
Well, it was the leader of our group, mm-hmm. which is Miss Renella Henry.
Okay.
She came up with the idea of having everybody's birthday party.
Instead of having one single birthday party for one right. person, then everybody can celebrate their birthday, whether or not it was any time that month.
Right.
We're going to celebrate
each month.
Each month?
Each month.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Each month's going to have two tables.
Oh.
Everybody's going to have a cupcake, a birthday cupcake.
With a candle on it? Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's unique, though. So you're going to have 12 tables, 12 separate two tables, mm-hmm. with 24 tables you will have.
Right.
And that's going to be for each month?
For each month.
Well, on the 29th.
And that's also Curly's birthday.
Whoa, okay. Oh, so that's his birthday. Of course, he's a youngster anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So that's going to all take place again where?
At the KPC Hall in Grand Coteau, which is formerly known as the St. Peter Claver Gym.
Okay. And it gets started?
It gets started at 9:30 p.m.
At 9:30 p.m. and goes until?
Goes until 1:30.
Well, good. That's a grand idea, of course, on that. And everybody's birthday. I can see that. And I'm just wondering how many August babies they're going to have on that one and how many August birth dates we'll have there. Because August is supposed to be a very good month. It's one of the best months of the year because it produced a lot of good people. That's one thing about it. So you're going to talk about something else. And we can play the music and we'll come back. And then we'll come back to what you want to bring out. Okay, we'll be right back with the second guest. So stay tuned right here. With 13 past 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, let's listen to something by Rosa Ledet.
Table, I unplug the phone, boy,
Horace Trahan. Everybody knows how to party with Horace Trahan and his Zydeco Express Band. 23 past 10 o'clock. And there's a food, what do you call it? Not a food, but they have a health fair wellness day that's taking place as we speak right now. And that's on Moss Street called Moore Health Care Group is having a health fair. And it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's blood pressure check, diabetes screening, medical information, and a blood bank. And so it's free, 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 free for everyone. Sign up right now for little door prizes as you walk through that or when you're driving and having yourself checked to determine what is it. You may be something wrong with you and may not, but it's just a guard against the possibility of that. So you going out there in Moss Street, and let me give you the exact address so you will know how to get there and where to go. This is 3414 Moss Street, Suite F. Again, 3414 Moss Street, Suite F here in Lafayette. And if you need more information, call 337-705-8986. Again, that's 706 8986. That's on Moss Street. A health fair going on. Okay, also over at Slim's Waikiki, the boss himself is going to be there tonight, starting off around 9 o'clock. Next Friday, it's going to be J. Paul and the New Breeze going to be at Slim's Waikiki. All right, we have some guests this morning again. We're going to continue with that. And I don't know that last name again.
My name's Patrice Melnick.
Melnick. Yes. Okay. Patrice, and you had the business at one time in Grand Coteau?
Yes, I used to have Casa Azul Gifts, but Casa we closed Azul last May. But I'm still in town.
You're still in town?
Still active.
Well, good, good. And what brings you here this morning?
Well, I was allowed to join this group called Save Our Community Center, mm-hmm. and this mm-hmm. is a group of residents who want to restore the Knights of Peter Claver Hall. Which,
okay.
It's an important part of the community. It was built in the 1950s, and it served as the gym for St. Peter Claver High School and elementary school, and it's really part of the history and the legacy of the community. And the everybody's birthday party with Curly Taylor, that's a fundraiser okay. to restore that hall.
Okay, and you're working with the group itself.
I am. I'm kind of like their press person.
Oh, you're kind of the press person and all that. In
yeah.
the same.
They actually do all the hard work. And
why is it so important to preserve the St. Peter Claver Hall? Why is it so important?
It's important because it's used as the community center.
Mm-hmm.
It's used for weddings, receptions, birthday parties, repast, whatever, you know, people might need it for.
Mm-hmm. How old is the center, though?
It was built in 1952, I believe.
1952.
Yeah, but it was built to support the schools, the two schools, St. Peter Claver schools, and this is, of course, during segregation, so they had their own, the African Americans had their own schools, and so it was built to support those schools, and those schools were built in the actual buildings in the 1940s, but the roots go back to 1875.
Right.
And so it is part of the history and the legacy of the town.
So it's extremely important to preserve that, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen, the listening audience who are being affected by that, think about the history that you would lose in case that it would go away. And if you don't support it in trying to make sure that you continue to preserve it, it will go away eventually, and then it will die. The memories as well will die. But let's try to assist in making sure we preserve the memory and also the structure itself, just as we're trying to do something with Holy Rosary, but that we're doing the very same thing, and that's what you're doing right here in Grand Coteau. Because
yes.
you have a great history up there in Grand Coteau, by the way. And it's for both, of course, because of the minorities and the majority, mm-hmm. The people in that day and time, and how separate we were, but we were together in some sense.
Right.
But so what you're doing in here, and both with the birthday party, everybody's birthday, and this is one of the primary reasons for that is to having a
yes,
a
it is. And every month we work towards different, we have a different function, but
okay.
it's all for the same cause.
Same cause. It's mm-hmm. to raise money.
Raise money.
For that.
For that particular.
Preserve. Mm-hmm. How is the building itself, though? Is it pretty well intact?
Yes, it is intact.
So you got a lot of volunteers that come in there and do a lot of extra work and helping out.
Yes. Well, this organization that we're in, we're about 20, 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rinella had called in a few people to talk about starting this organization again. And as people found out about it, different people started coming in. So now we have more people
that's
working
helping
for
out
that,
with that.
That particular reason,
it's very,
yes.
It's very interesting story. And I'm curious about it because I would like to be a part of it, and somehow I'm going to probably take a ride there and not for this function this coming on the 29th because I may be out of town at that time because there's Bayou Classic in the New Orleans for Southern University and Grambling State University as well. So we usually, because I'm a Southern graduate, even though I work here on the UL campus, you know, but I'm also alumni from from the, on his campus as well, and for University of Louisiana. Yes, we have one more, and then we got a couple of seconds we got left.
Yeah. The money they've raised so far, they've made repairs to the roof. They're redoing the floor. They've repainted it, and so it's really been nicely renovated. And
we'll be right back.
Okay.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include Black Joe Lewis coming up on Thursday, November 21st. And on Friday, November 29th, it's Jesse Dayton and Soul Creole featuring Louis Michaud and Corey Ledet. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Greetings. Move to KRVS every Sunday night for 2 hours of hardcore classic Rasta reggae radio right here on Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m., Saturday mornings 1 to 3 here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, we're just going to summarize what these two ladies were saying about their program as a fundraiser that is going to be taking place in Grand Coteau on the 29th, and continuously, actually. And while we were talking, you were saying that this is a continuation on a monthly basis that you have these kind of fundraisers. Right. And that. Good. And Ms. Melnick?
Yes, I wanted you to know that if you'd like to get a ticket to this fundraiser, you can call area code 337-349-5814 mm-hmm. and call and get your tickets. You can also stop by P&D Cakes in Grand Coteau. It's right on the main mm-hmm. street, and pick up your tickets there.
Good. Good enough. And so give me that number again.
It's 349.
349. Let me say just 349.
5814.
5814.
That's Ms. Ranella Henry. She's okay. The president of the group.
All right. And if you have, if you would have any kind of information flyer that we can remind the folks next Saturday as well, to remind them about what's going to take place on the 29th, please do so. You can send it to, you can fax it to the radio station here, and we'll have it with us. And if you have anything to leave with it, because all this information is very important for us to be able to promote it for you this coming Saturday, if you would like to.
Thank you. You can also go on Facebook, and we have an event page.
Oh, okay. All right, good enough. We'll be right back with Mary Chevalier in just a minute, right after those, this selection right here. 35 past 10 o'clock, and you're listening to Zydeco San Pasale. Something by Nathan William, Jolie Noire. All right, with 38 past and 10 o'clock, and you were listening to Nathan William and Beausoleil, and that was Jolie Noire, and you recognize, of course, the fiddle, and that was Beausoleil was actually playing that fiddle in the background, so this is music that we play on Saturday morning. All right, we have another fundraiser that is going to be taking place. Mary Chevalier, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for having me.
And this one's going to take place on when? November the...
November 20th, which is Wednesday, this coming Wednesday night.
Okay, and where that's going to take place?
Well, it's going to take place over at El Cito Zydeco and Blues Club here in Lafayette. Showtime is 6 o'clock p.m. The doors will open at 4.
Okay. Oh, 4 o'clock.
Yes. We're starting early to make sure we get all our artists in.
Oh, okay. And you have a list of the artists, and that's Buckwheat Zydeco. And...
Yeah, we're going to have the legendary Mr. Buckwheat and his band, the legendary Mr. Nathan Williams, along with his son, Lil Nate, and the Zydeco Big Timers. We're going to have my little cousin, Curly Taylor, and Zydeco Troubles. Major Handy with his brand new band, Major Handy and his Louisiana Soul Review. Mr. Horace Trahan and his band. We're going to have a rhythm and blues such as the Touch of Class band with Tony Montgomery and his lovely daughter. We're going to have Miss Connie G and her band all the way from New Orleans. Her band is coming down from New Orleans live. Cupid. We're going to have Banky Real Life Music. Mr. Leroy Thomas and his father will be coming, Mr. Leo Thomas.
Leo Thomas.
Yeah.
The bull.
We're going to have my cousin, Lil Buck Senegal. Lil Buck and Curly Taylor are related, you know that. Okay. Mojo and the Zydeco Bayou's band. They're going to be performing also. We're going to have Leon Shavers. We're going to have Mr. Kenny Wayne, Miss Donna Angel. Corey and the Zydeco Hot Peppers, Wayne, the Wayne Blues Band. We're going to have Genu and the Zydeco Creo, which is, we call him Josh. He used to have his band Josh and the Zydeco. So
yes, yes. That now is...
Yeah, Josh have grown from...
Genu.
When he did benefits for us at the club here on the Hamilton.
Oh, the Hamilton Club. Yeah,
they were 11 years old. And now you should hear him, John. I mean, he is awesome. I said, this is the way you start, John. He sounds really, really good.
Well, good.
And like I said, it's showtime will be 6 o'clock p.m. Admission is $7 with 4 canned goods, or you could pay $10 at the door. Okay.
Okay.
If you want more information, you can contact myself at area code 337-280-3735, or you can go on our Facebook page for Pillars of Hope, and you could email me at mary.chevalier@cox.net. What else?
That's it. That's very good. So it all is going to take place over at El Cito's, and that's on the corner of San Antoine and Martin Luther King Street.
Yeah, well, you see it a lot. I mean, John, a lot of people don't know that. And then many people do know. Sid has been doing this. This year will be his 29th year. And with his daughter being ill and his wife having surgery, his hands are full.
When he
called on the Pillars of Hope, he said, would you guys like to come in and keep this tradition going?
Yes.
Because we've been
doing it
for so many years. And we like, of course, because guess what? We raise money through the whole year, not just for this event, but we help people.
I understand that.
You know, the families that we do, I mean, it's the families that are less fortunate, and it's through the whole year. You know, I've been coming in here and doing the toys for the children, which is coming up.
Right.
The back to school with uniforms and locker fees.
You've done a great deal.
So this and the baskets will be issued out on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Good.
That's the day we'll be doing baskets.
And you will know who the families will be receiving
Can contact me or they can contact Sid. We have forms that we are going to be filling out, and we'll be calling him and telling him. So that way it won't be a wait for anybody.
Will you know when the family, which family will be receiving?
They are calling us,
And
we're taking all their information down.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah, okay.
We got it all just...
Good. Yeah. Well, that's good, though. Anyway, thanks very much. I know that we had a lot to take place this morning, but nevertheless, the Pillar of Hope having their annual fundraiser, and that's going to be over at El Cito's that's on November the 20th, and the doors will open at 4 o'clock, and the music gets started at 6 p.m. And so just be there early. And, of course, if you bring in some canned goods, with 4 canned goods, it would only be $7 and $10 at the door. Remember, this is all a donation. You're donating in support of the Thanksgiving Food Drive. And that's taking place and sponsored by the Pillar of Hope, a nonprofit organization. So remember that whatever you donate, it can be deducted from your taxes. That's a donation because it's a nonprofit organization. All right. Thank you very much, Mary, for coming in. And I know you got some other things that you're going to leave with me. You're talking about the big fundraiser that's going to be coming up on December the 8th. And we'll take care of that. We'll keep pushing that one as well for you.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Thank
John.
You very
Appreciate
much for coming
it.
In. Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take me right. just won't treat me right.
You just heard something by Leon Sam, and now it's something by Rockin' Dope C called Lucille.
My baby,
right. That was something by, let's see, that was something, oh yeah, by Rockin' Dope C. And continuing with something by Keith Franklin is going out for all my Latino friends. Here we go. The Macarena. Mamacita. 57 pass. Going out for all of my friends. Allons dans le monsieur and madame. Right back with more Zydeco. Just stay right where you are. Don't you dare go away.